With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. About 150 people congregated on both sides of the street outside a hotel in Missoula last night to denounce an anti-Islamic lecture taking place inside. That's roughly twice as many people who came to hear the lecture, sponsored by the Lake County chapter of the group Act for America. Ayman Ormseth represents the group Salem, or Standing Alongside American Muslims, and helped organize the protest.
As long as this group and groups like them are continuing to talk about Islam in a hateful, unfair way and create a climate where hate speech and violence towards Muslims is on the rise, then we will continue to engage with that.
Act for America invited a pastor from Spokane, Sharam Hadian, to speak about what he calls the fallacy of a peaceful Islam. Hadian spoke for more than 2 hours. The talk cost $20 and blended vitriol about Islam with criticisms of current U.S. policy, allowing for the resettlement of refugees from war-torn countries like Syria and Iraq. Hadian was born in Iran and converted to Christianity from Islam. Although human rights organizations have accused Act for America of using hate speech to advance their agenda, Hadian says he is telling another side of a story.
Unfortunately, you don't see many presentations like this giving the other side of the equation. You know, you see most presentations, most stuff that's happening in the community, in the universities, from the media side, is on the pro-refugee side.
The nonprofit International Rescue Committee recently resettled 5 refugee families from the Democratic Republic of the Congo in Missoula. Its goal is to help more refugees do the same. Hadian is scheduled to speak again in Kalispell tomorrow. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.